Jason Abbott will be at least 66 years of age before he is eligible for parole. The Alaska State Court of Appeals on Wednesday upheld the 140-year sentence imposed on Abbott by the Superior Court in February. In 2008, Abbott, then 18, stabbed to death his two grandparents, an aunt and her boyfriend, in their Sitka home. The three-member panel of appellate judges concluded that the sentence was consistent for cases of murder involving multiple victims.
Abbott attacked and wounded a second aunt in the street before being apprehended by police. In an agreement with the state, Abbott pleaded guilty but mentally ill to the homicides and also to one count of first-degree assault. He never went on trial. At sentencing in Sitka, Superior Court Judge David George crafted a penalty to protect the public and to ensure that Abbott would not be automatically released from jail in his lifetime. But the judge also concluded that medical research might someday find a way to control Abbott's dangerous mental illness. As a result, George imposed a sentence of 140 years imprisonment for Abbott, with the sentences for the murders and the assault imposed consecutively. Under the sentence, Abbott, now 21 years old, can apply for discretionary parole when he is 66. Abbott, represented by Marcy McDaniel with the Office of Public Advocacy in Anchorage, appealed. In her brief, McDaniel claimed that Abbott's sentence violated the principle of parsimony, which suggests that defendants should only remain in jail long enough to achieve the objectives of sentencing. McDaniel argued that under the principle of parsimony, Abbott should serve his sentence for assault concurrently with the sentences for murder. That would add up to 129 years, making Abbott eligible for parole earlier. In its three-page ruling, the appellate court did not address the idea of parsimony. The court instead said it had only an obligation to review the sentence to determine whether it is clearly mistaken. The opinion of the three-judge panel seemed to favor public safety and was based on precedent. In first-degree murder cases involving multiple victims, they wrote, where the circumstances suggest that the defendant should spend his life in prison to protect the public, we conclude that the sentencing decision in this case was not clearly mistaken. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.